Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Okay, so I had a listener weigh in on my almost lost dog issue, and he said put an Apple AirTag on the collar.
Oh, not a bad idea.
I think that's a good idea.
It's a good idea, but also maybe a leash.
Well, okay, but I want him to run off the leash
that,
because he
saying.
Gets exercise that way, and I like to break the rules, I can't have him sprinting the way that I want to. I think I just need – it could be a two-person job, too. In other words, if Becky's out there with me or Alexa, then you kind of have a little bit different dynamic going on. All right, well, the big media story here on St. Louis has been about Rennie Knott leaving Five on Your Side, morning anchor role on KSDK. He's been making a lot of comments in the aftermath of that up on Facebook and on X, and was on one of our sister stations yesterday, KMOX. And Rennie, we tried to grab you, and then you slipped out the back door because I was going to ask you to come on yesterday in person. But you're on with us on the phone this afternoon. How are you?
Doing all right. I apologize for not being able to come in today, but you know, as reality becomes reality, it's becoming a little bit more difficult. Still on that downslide of life, and hoping that be close to bouncing back up.
Yeah, look, and I say this with all sincerity, and you probably don't know this about me, but I had a pretty serious mental health issue over the summer. I missed almost 7-8 weeks of work. I mean, it was awful, and I've talked about it quite publicly. But with all sincerity, just going through something like this, I worry about people, and I worry about you because I hear things, and I know you say you're not really a stressed person, but let's be honest here. This is a stressful situation, right?
I would say, yes, it is a stressful situation if you're someone without hope. But I cling to my hope. I cling to my faith. And I just, you know, for me, being stressed out about it doesn't solve the problems, doesn't move you forward. And truly, you have to look towards what could happen. What are the possibilities? Because if I spend my time staying stagnant, staying in the here and the now, as far as that just happened to me, oh, my gosh. Well, that's not going to do me any good. Not going to do my wife any good. Not going to do my family any good. So my thought is, well, what's next? What else can we do? What can I continue to do that I love to do and find a way to make that work? And I love telling St. Louis stories. I love being a part of our community. And I don't believe that I'm going to walk away from that or stop trying to do that.
Well, you're good at what you do. Yeah, there's no doubt. No doubt about it. Plus, you got to keep dressing the way you are, because I've declared that you're the best dressed guy in media in St. Louis.
That is very nice of you. But there's a lot of suits that have gone unused for the last couple of weeks.
No, I like your style. I really do. But look, what do you think happened? I mean, is the St. Louis Magazine, Sarah Fenske's pretty buttoned up on stuff, and obviously they gave you a chance to respond, and we went through the update yesterday of sort of the timeline of all this. Did you think that the you know, the piece that Sarah did in St. Louis Magazine, was that fair to you, do you think?
I mean, I just find it odd that I'm, you know, trying to defend myself around accusations and allegations and things like that and unnamed sources. But at the same time, I understand that's also what journalists do. You know, oftentimes you get information and then you need to follow it up as best you can with the person that is being named. So I'm the person being named. It's difficult because I think it breaks my heart. Not that I think, gosh, it breaks my heart to know that someone thought those things about me, or someone believes that this is a part of my being, that I would be someone of that type of nature. And I have never threatened anyone. I've never made points to, hey, I'm going to get you or anything like that. If anything, I said it was either in a joking manner,
right,
or I didn't say it at all, or it was something that was taken out of context of an original conversation. The hard part about all this is when I did talk with our HR person, it was never, well, on June 5th, you had this and you said that, and then that person responded that way. It was just, have you ever used this word? Have you ever said this? And it was a very, I don't want to say corporate type of responses, when I thought that the person knows me and would probably understand that I'm pretty sure I didn't say that,
right,
or didn't say it in the way that it's being assumed.
Yeah, well, so, you know, my gut on this, and let me just be honest, my gut's always wrong, but it seemed like maybe this is a money thing, a contract thing, or it was an HR issue, which it turned out to be. And my initial comments last week were, well, this was someone who was triggered, and we talk about snowflakes all the time, but you firmly believe that whatever they were trying to pin on you was something that was mischaracterized and things that you simply did not say.
Right.
Yeah.
I will say this. You know me. And you've been around me. We've done events together. I remember we did one off of Cass Avenue together.
Yep.
And never once have I, it would be hard pressed to find someone to feel like I ever insulted them, let alone threatened them, let alone try to big up them. In other words, you know who I am type
right,
of thing.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
I have no reason to be that person. I have no gain in those opportunities. My thing has always been to treat people the way I want to be treated. And I don't care who you are, what you do, everybody's the same to me. So if I'm meeting the president today and earlier I just talked to the guy who opened the door, I'm going to say the same things to them as far as, hey, how you doing? You know, great to see you. Thank you so much. I guess the hard part in all of this is I am defending accusations where I keep saying, if something was said, what was the context of the conversation? Did I just get off the elevator and start yelling all this stuff? Like, and if that's the case, well, how was I still there all this time?
Yeah, that's
if
what makes it frustrating. Because, you don't know. Right. And look,
I don't know. And it hurts. I sat here today. I talked to someone earlier and they brought up a different accusation. And it just hurts me to think that, one, either someone actually felt that, or two, someone is just saying that to back up an argument. And then I keep saying to myself, well, what is their gain?
Yeah.
I mean, if their gain was for me not to be there, I'm not there. Okay. Move on with your life. I'm trying to move on with my life, but I don't know.
So when this all happened last week, here's the thing. Like, you know, you do the same thing if and I'm not as high profile, but if another media member was you know, in a situation, you'd be curious, right? So I'm trying to find out what happened. I'm like, okay, what the hell happened here? I'm asking people. Somebody tells me something that was a comment that was made about guns. And I thought, that's outrageous. That's not the Rennie. I don't repeat that to anyone because I'm thinking that is not the guy that I know. And it just seems so weird that would be even something that you would say. But then that ends up being part of the equation that's in, you know, the St. Louis Magazine story and a reference to an AK-47. And you made clear in your Facebook post, look, I don't even have guns, right?
I have to kind of laugh only because it keeps me from being frustrated because I'm going, I don't have guns. I don't believe in guns. I've never touched a gun. I've never been around one outside of standing next to a police officer or doing a story about someone who is shooting guns. In other words, I did a story on women buying more, are becoming, what I want to say, getting their gun licenses and things like that.
Right.
And I did a couple of stories about people who fire the shotguns for Olympic competitions. But aside from that, I'm not around them. And the biggest problem I have with guns is when you're in St. Louis media, you see and read and talk about shootings and report shootings all the time. And 99% of those shootings happen in a certain community, happens in my community, in the Black community. Mm-hmm. And so I get tired and and sickened of the fact that young black minds, young black dads, young black sisters, and it just aren't surviving. And so we don't know the great people who could have been because of these things over trivial stuff. So I'm not going to make light of trivial things. So I don't know where those conversations came from. I don't know if that was someone that felt like, oh, he said that directly, or overheard me say something and never heard the rest of it. My conversations with our HR department when I was asked questions was about wording. And did you say this? Not like, did you direct us to this person and then threaten them in this way? None of that. It was more or less the things that I was supposedly had said that person felt concerned about.
Yeah, and then they cite a zero tolerance policy.
Well, yeah, and obviously I know about this, but my thing was, I understand the zero tolerance policy, but are we taking into account what the conversation was?
Yeah, right.
Because
the context,
if you're waiting until that day, and you're saying people talk to multiple people, and all this was going on, and I'm going, okay, so this was going on for how many weeks? How many months, how many years, and no one said anything to me until, Thursday 2 weeks ago?
October 9th.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Renee, it's
That's
Sue Thomas.
I'm sorry, that Friday. It wasn't even that Thursday. It was that Friday, so the 10th. No one said anything to me until then.
Yeah, that's weird.
I guess my question, Renee, it's Sue Thomas, is kind of the same thing. In other words, you don't really get to defend yourself if no one will say, well, here's the scenario we were given.
Yeah.
Did this happen?
Yeah.
So I guess part of my frustration on your behalf would be, how do I address something when it's all nebulous stuff out in the air?
Yeah.
Not here's a specific situation.
It's really hard. And I think, too, that if all you do is trying to defend, the people are going to go, well, he must have done something because, look, he's talking to this person and talking to that person. The last thing I want is that my life is this public now. And I told my wife the other day, I go, I guess I have been a public person being on television, not understanding that your life after that is still a public interest.
Right.
Because, you know, the questions people ask of me are the questions I've asked of others because, you know, you're on a story and all that. And I was like, wow, it's flipped in the other direction. This must be what it's like for that person to try to get someone to understand. And yet they're still skeptical. Well, there's got to be, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire type of thing. And I'm just going, I don't believe so. That's not to say that my perception is someone else's perception.
No, and
Does
I get that. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Look, I'm the worst person when it comes to looking only through my lens and not other people's lens. And, you know,
well,
I've tried
sarcastic.
To work on that. I've tried to work on that a little bit because it's important to do. So here there's one hang up I have in all this that I don't understand. Why resign? Why not make them fire you?
Which is a great question and a wonderful question. And I go, yes, I get that. So here's why. Why would you want to work or be a part of a team that you feel doesn't want you to be a part of the team? Why would you want to enter a place and wonder, well, who is with me and who's against me? Who is welcoming the fact that I'm there and believe that I'm a part of this? Or it's like, oh, it's him again.
Yeah.
I wish he would leave. And so I just felt that all that I have done there over 21 years, which, and I keep making the point, I never had a bad review, never been to HR, have had glorious opportunities to do so many things, including cover four Olympics, representing our station and representing our country.
And, fact, wait, by the way, and they were looking at you. We didn't mention this, but they were going to put you in the 5 p.m. anchor slot, right?
I was going to, yeah. And hopefully that was going to lead to something down the line
if
Mike ever decided to retire and I actually became somebody that people trusted in the evening. And I thought, well, then how can I achieve all of that yet at the same time be this behind-the-scenes person? And then no one knew anything about it till that day, or no one has said anything about it till that day. How come it wasn't brought up to me in the prior to? Why was it whispered about?
Yeah, that's baffling. Or, that, I'll agree that that's
And
that's
I'm not saying, and someone asked me this the other day, you think someone's out to get you? I said, no, I don't believe so. I just don't understand. And one thing that I, after having the conversation with HR, that I started to understand was that even though I may think whatever I said might be a joke, might be, you know, because I'm talking to you and not to someone else, but if someone else hears it and perceives it differently, then it becomes a concern for them. So they take that concern to HR, but the concern never comes back to you.
Yeah, and that's what happens. Look, this is a different climate. And you're talking to someone who's got a pretty thick HR folder, unfortunately. So I know how these things work, and I've seen the changes, you know, over the last decade in particular. Listen, you know clocks on television and radio better than anyone. I got to get to a break here, but I appreciate you coming on here. And hang in there, dude, because, look, this is tough. And I know you say you're not stressed, but if you're not sleeping and you're losing weight, believe me, you're stressed. So hang in there, stay positive, and keep us posted.
I can lose weight. Ah! Oh, I appreciate that. You take care of yourself.
All right.
And we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Rennie. I appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.